Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 29th, 2024. Food and Medicine and the Eastern Maine Labor Council will hold their 21st annual Labor Day celebration in Brewer on Monday, and you're all invited. Here's Jack McKay, Director of Food and Medicine, with the details.
It's on Labor Day Monday from 4:30 to 7 o'clock, and it's organized by the Eastern Maine Labor Council, which is the regional labor body here, the AFL-CIO, and Food and Medicine. And there's going to be great food, locally grown food, and hamburgers and hot dogs sourced locally, as well as speakers from local unions. And so it's a great time. Lots of folks come, and the public's invited. Whether you're part of a union or not part of a union, if you want to go and have a barbecue and meet people and hear about, you know, some of the challenges and victories of labor in the 2024. So we're looking forward to it. And it's really been an amazing time for organized labor in this state, in this country, and really around the world. And I kind of think it's got something to do with the pandemic, COVID. People sort of reflected on what's really important in life. And we spent so much time at work. And why not have a voice? Why not be able to negotiate? Why not get fair pay for, you know, the most precious treasure we have, which is our time? Why not get decent treatment and things like that? And so I think people have really reflected on what's most important. And we saw it through the pandemic where people were, you know, really respecting essential workers, you know, everybody who collected the trash, to first responders and nurses and, you know, retail workers. And I think it just really promoted a real reflection on what, you know, what's most important to people. And, you know, in this state, the nurses won, was the biggest NLRB victory in the country in like, I think, 5 years. And the biggest election victory in the state of Maine in decades. And that was a few years ago. The grad student workers have won their union at the University of Maine. They're in the first collective bargaining agreement. That's over 1,000 workers. Workers at Bangor Daily News have won a union. They're in contract negotiations. And so there's really been some amazing progress of workers locally and nationally. And so it's a neat time. Obviously, there's lots of troubles and challenges in our world today, but there's some real bright spots. So there's going to be representatives from the UAW Grad Student Workers Union, which is the University of Maine system. There's going to be workers from the Bangor Daily News who are in the process of forming their union. There's going to be rank and file union leaders from the post office, because they're doing a big reorganization of the post office nationally, which just doesn't make a lot of sense for rural places like Maine. They want to shutter and scale back the Hamden distribution center and consolidating, and they've done steps to consolidate it, although most of it's been stopped at least till January. To Scarborough, which in a large state like Maine is just, you know, not a wise move. So they'll be speaking. We'll be having workers talk about, you know, Solidarity Harvest, which is a big effort of the Eastern Maine Labor Council and Food and Medicine. Some union folks who are running for political office as well. So that's the primary cast of characters for speaking. There's a number of awards that are being given out to the Dan Lawson, who was a longtime labor leader in this region, who passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago, but the Dan Lawson Award. There's the Affiliate of the Year Award, the Kick Organizing Award. All these are going to be given out. So it's, you know, Monday, September 2nd from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. It's in Brewer on Ivers Street, which is just off South Main Street behind St. Teresa's Catholic Church. And the website, if they go to foodandmedicine.org, is probably the best place to go. And they can also call us at 989-5860.
That was Jack McKay of Food and Medicine. We'll hear more from Jack on Around Town on Monday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.